Financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. I buy gold from Birch Gold, and they'll help you convert an existing IRA or an existing 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Dan to 989898 for a free information kit. Text Dan to 989898 today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. This is a huge story because, folks, Joe, I need you to flag this one, please. Jim, flag this one in advance. 11:05, 38 seconds on, what is it, March 13th? I know I'm right. Congressman Ken Buck, who is a awful Republican and really has been a terrible representative. The guy turned from a Tea Party guy into a total disappointment. I mean, I'm not sure if this guy is just straight up dumb or what. So Congressman Ken Buck, who was going to leave Congress, decided to give a double barrel middle finger to the entire country because him leaving is going to affect the buffer majority we had substantially. We're going to be down sooner or later to 2, maybe a 1-seat majority in the House, depending on what happens up in New York. This is a total mess right now. Ken Buck has decided now he's going to leave now, like at the end of, what is it, next week? He's out. He's gone. He's basically saying, see ya, I'm gone. I'm going to leave the 4th congressional district in Colorado open. Now, here's a statement. Thank you, Tony. Congressman Ken Buck. Statement, I'm a moron screwing over the... It should say that, but it doesn't say that exactly. At the end of next week, he's scheduled to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge story. I think there's something bigger going on here. Why do I think that? Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that. Because as Tony sent over this morning, we were putting together the show. Look at this Newsweek article. You think it's a conspiracy theory? I'm only quoting Ken Buck himself, who apparently hates Republicans so much, he left Congress early to screw you over right before an election in November. They elected this jerkwad to do a job. Ken Buck teases more Republican resignations are coming. When asked by Axios if he was under pressure from colleagues over his decision to resign, Buck replied, listen to this. I think it's the next 3 people that leave that they're going to be worried about. Ladies and gentlemen, if 3 people leave and New York doesn't work out, who's going to be the speaker? Anybody? Anyone know? Yeah. His name is Hakeem Jeffries. Dan, he's a Democrat. Yeah. That's how that works. No, I'm serious. Now, wouldn't that be interesting if right before a presidential election, where a group of never Trump Republicans who hate Donald Trump strategically leave their seats in Congress to make sure Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, a radical far left Democrat, gets one of these. What is this for those listening on audio? Joe, what am I holding up here? Yes, a gavel.
It's a gravel, yeah.
Gravel. Your head will be gravel after he gets the gavel. He gets the gavel. Wouldn't that be fascinating? All of the investigations right before the election that are being run by House Judiciary and elsewhere. Remember, the chair of those committees would change as the Democrats took back the majority. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. I'm just listening to what Ken Buck's saying, folks. Did he not say it? It's in Newsweek. So apparently he knows what either Ken Buck's a liar or Ken Buck is telling you the truth, and there are 3 more Republican goons getting ready to leave, which could throw the House into complete turmoil, and you could have Speaker Jeffries throwing out all these elections, throwing out all these cases against the Bidens right before the November election as the chair of each committee changes. Oh, that's right. You're not hearing that elsewhere. Are people missing this? But what's the bigger story? The chatsters, anyone in the chat know? What's the bigger story here? Folks, the election certification process. Remember January 6th, Nancy Pelosi, the National Guard? Oh, yeah, so Hakeem Jeffries on this year's January 6th certification process, whatever date happens this year, The certification process could be run by Hakeem Jeffries. Ken Buck is screwing you over like you have no idea. And the thing everyone should be asking right now is, does somebody have something on these guys? I don't know about Ken Buck, but these other people he says are thinking about leaving? Is there some kind of like honeypot operation going on or something? Because this is awfully weird that they can't have Trump in office and all of a sudden the House is a hair's length away from flipping a Hakeem Jeffries who will destroy every investigation into Biden crime family and on the certification day would be controlling the House again, just like Pelosi did on January 6th. Nobody thinks this is a little weird?
More in a minute, but first.
Folks, stress may be why you can't lose weight. You know that if you have a moderate to high stress lifestyle, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement that really works called Lean could be your solution. Paula's been taking it. She's down about 3-4 pounds, and she was lean to begin with. She looks pretty great. Really great. Chronic stress could wreak havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain. You know all about the stress eating and those sugar cravings. No good. Well, here's the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean, L-E-A-N, have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help to optimize metabolism, keep your appetite under control. If your life's a bit stressful and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your diet and exercise lifestyle. They were kind enough to send us a few bottles. We tried it out. We loved it. Get 15% off and free shipping. Here's the website. Just give it a shot. I'm that confident in it. TakeLean.com. TakeLean, TakeLean.com, and enter promo code Dan15. That's Dan15. That's promo code Dan15 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider.
Let me throw another curveball at you. Lauren Boebert, who's been pretty good to the conservative movement, I've had her on my show. I like Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert is moving districts to run in where? Follow me here. The 4th. But Dan, that's the district Ken Buck is now leaving his seat in. Yes. So what does that have to do with Lauren Boebert? The establishment doesn't like Lauren Boebert. Matter of fact, they hate Lauren Boebert. Lauren Boebert's been a pretty good ally to President Trump. Conveniently, the election, which has to be held, folks in the chat, if I'm losing you, Joe, if I'm losing you, stop me. The primary for the new 4th congressional district, right? The primary that Lauren Boebert is in, because she's moving districts now, is likely going to be right around the same time, maybe the same day, as the election, special election to replace Ken Buck. But Dan, that means Lauren Boebert can't run in both. She can't be the general election, special election candidate to replace Buck and then be the primary candidate for the November election for Congress in the 4th because she'd have to leave her seat to run in a special. Yes. Dan, that sounds like they're trying to ice Lauren Boebert out of the seat. Yes.
Now I get it. Leading up to that, I was a little confused as to where you were going.
Folks, what do I tell you about politicians? Chatsters, help everyone out here, please. What do I tell you about politicians? They hate you. Do you understand they hate you now? I don't say this to drive division. I say it because if you think these people even a little bit like you, you're crazy. They don't like you at all. Matter of fact, they don't even unlike you. They hate your guts. Ken Buck and a bunch of swampy Republicans have a threefold strategy here. Get Speaker Hakeem Jeffries in there, throw out the Biden stuff, be in charge on certification day, and ice Lauren Boebert out of the seat. No one put that together yesterday. I didn't see it anywhere. What do you think? Ken Buck just resigned by accident? This is a huge story. Huge. Because it's not about Ken Buck. It's about Trump. You watch. Joe flagged it. Watch as this comes out over the next few days.
Got it, boys.
I'm not ever going to waste your time here.
If you want bullshit from the media, go listen to the left-wing media. Everything they tell you is B freaking S.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.